A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to podcast episode number 106. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. This is the story of Zinaida Yakovlevna. During the German invasion of the Soviet Union in World War II, Zinaida stays behind. There were strict orders against aiding the Germans. The fleeing Russians left spies behind to report on both German activity and report who was aiding Mother Russia's enemy. Zinaida was a schoolteacher, and she could not and would not abandon her students. She stays on, teaching her students under the watchful eyes of both the Germans and the Russians. When the Russians are victorious and send Hitler's invading armies back to Germany, at first all is okay for her. She even marries a Russian pilot. But the Russian bureaucracy may move slow, but it does arrest Zinaida. She's sent to a coal mine in Siberia, coal mine number 8. To defend yourself in this savage world, she finds it useless. Not to work would be suicide. A hunger strike would only hurt the prisoner. No one cared. As for death, well, there's always time for death. There is actually only one choice to make. No matter how desperate the chances, you had to escape. The prison camp, it's well guarded. There's a strong high fence. The watchtowers see all. Yet, at least in the beginning of their term, most prisoners think of nothing but escape. Later on, the ties to the outside will weaken. The resolve weakens, and the prisoner accepts the prison routine. During all the years the Soviets maintained the prison camps, there were quite a few attempts to escape. Records recently uncovered show that in March of 1930, more than 1,300 escapes were attempted. Later on, as prison camps swelled during the war years, there were many more attempts. Almost all fail. The Soviet camps would spend little effort in tracking down escapes. In Siberia, where would you go? With a limited amount of food and their starvation conditions, what would you eat? Of course, when you're caught, they would extend your sentence. Another restraint on the prisoners was that if you behaved yourself, you went without an escort. After escape, you were followed everywhere with a bayonet at your back. There have been some successful escapes, but those fortunate to do so were never heard from again. No one, once free, would risk talking about it. But we do know about Zinaida, only because in the end she gets caught. Her husband had escorted her out of the work area to a plane he had waiting. The security officer, he pays no attention to the girl on the arm of a pilot. A year is spent living on false papers. But she yearns to see her mother, and she visits her. But the mother was under surveillance. Zinaida is arrested and manages to avoid implicating her husband, telling the police that she escaped in a coal car. She's sent back to die in Siberia. The husband never sees her again. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.